For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. Xi Jinping and Ma Ying-jeou have sat down together at the Shangri-La Hotel in Singapore, marking the first face-to-face exchange between the two leaders across the Taiwan Strait in 66 years. During their closed-door meeting, Xi Jinping made a four-point proposal on relations across the Taiwan Strait. He also said that both sides are now at the crossroads for choosing the direction and path for future development in cross-strait relations.
We should prove with concrete moves to the world the Chinese from both sides have the capabilities and the wisdom to solve their own problems. As such, I hope the two sides could adhere to the 1992 consensus, consolidate common political foundations, stick to the path of peaceful development, and maintain the right direction for development of cross-strait ties.
Echoing Xi Jinping's viewpoints, Ma Ying-jeou called for a joint effort to consolidate the 1992 consensus and maintain the peaceful status quo. In his five-point proposals, Ma suggested that the two sides could achieve a win-win outcome by reducing hostility and resolve disputes by peaceful means while expanding cross-strait exchanges. Ma Ying-jeou also added that both sides could set up a joint hotline to exchange views on urgent matters. Chinese President Xi Jinping says China supports the growth of ASEAN and is resolute in boosting friendly cooperation with the Southeast Asian bloc. In his speech at the National University of Singapore, Xi Jinping noted that China will firmly support the establishment of the ASEAN Economic Community, which will be in place by the end of the year. Meanwhile, he added that China is willing to jointly implement the Belt and Road Initiative with its neighbouring countries to achieve common peace and development. The Chinese president is in Singapore for a two-day state visit, the second leg of a two-nation Southeast Asia tour that has already taken him to Vietnam. China and Singapore have agreed to redefine their bilateral relationship. Ties have been elevated to a partnership of all-round cooperation during President Xi Jinping's visit to the city-state. Also, the countries have decided to upgrade a seven-year-old free trade agreement. The decision was announced after a meeting between Xi Jinping and his Singaporean counterpart, Tony Tang Keng Yam, on Friday. During the meeting, the president said China is willing to join hands with Singapore to build a community of common destiny between China and ASEAN, a 10-member regional bloc. President Xi flew to Singapore after wrapping up his state visit to Vietnam, another ASEAN nation. Snow and rain have disrupted railways and highways in northeast China's Liaoning province. Speed limits have been imposed as ice formed on some sections of the Beijing-Harbin Railway, the Harbin-Dalian High-Speed Railway and the Panjin-Yingkou High-Speed Railway. Meanwhile, five expressway routes in Liaoning were closed and 10 others partially shut due to snow. Local meteorological authorities have issued an alert against icy roads for several cities in Liaoning, including Shenyang, Anshan and Yingkou. Egypt's foreign minister says foreign intelligence on the cause of the Russian airliner crash over Sinai has not been shared with Egypt. The minister also said that Egypt was not dismissing possible scenarios that led to the crash, but there was no hypothesis yet from specialists who are analysing the black boxes. He also stressed that the Egyptian government had always responded with cooperation and coordination in relation to similar plane crash accidents in the past. The World Health Organization has formally declared Sierra Leone Ebola-free. The announcement came after the West African nation went 42 days without recording a single case of the Ebola virus. Nearly 4,000 Sierra Leoneans lost their lives to the virus, with a similar number surviving the sickness since the Ebola disease broke out. The country was first hit by the disease a year and 8 months ago, in May 2014. The death toll in the club fire which occurred in Romania's capital Bucharest a week ago has risen to 38. Six people who sustained injuries in the fire died this Saturday. Some 107 injured people are still being treated in Romanian hospitals. The nightclub fire was the deadliest incident in a public place Romania had seen in decades. The incident has sparked a political crisis in the country, which saw Prime Minister Victor Ponta resign in the wake of massive demonstrations that demanded political responsibility for the tragedy from the authorities. For CRI News, this is Bob Jones.